CBS News. The riverboat Delta Queen made a stop in Davenport, Iowa this morning, and its most famous passenger took part in a telephone call-in program broadcast locally by a Davenport radio station. I'm Douglas Edwards, reporting on the CBS radio network. Some 5,000 well-wishers lined the dock at Davenport as the sternwheeler steamed to a landing, the halfway point in President Carter's working vacation down the Mississippi River. The president plunged into the crowd, working it like a candidate, then met the people by telephone, as Richard Roth reports.
The president took questions and comments from 13 area men and women during the 45-minute program. 100 names had been selected in advance from postcards sent in by radio station listeners. Almost everyone who got through to the president praised him. "You've done a pretty good job," said a woman from Rock Island, Illinois. "I believe in you," said a man from Moline. And most of the callers' comments and questions picked up on the themes the president has been expressing recently: energy conservation and national unity, saying something good about America. That was what Cindy Wolfe of Davenport talked about.
"And I feel like I am part of the greatest country in the world, but it's gotten its greatness from my ancestors, from my very recent ancestors, because we're a young country, and I want to be part of that greatness. I want my grandchildren to say, we live in the greatest country on earth."
The president said the caller's questions had been very good. He said, as he has on stops all along the Mississippi River, "This country is the greatest on earth," and he urged people here to work together to make it better. Richard Roth, CBS News, Davenport, Iowa.
At the White House, top officials of the Carter administration are beginning an intensive review of policy on the Palestinian question. Attending are Vice President Mondale, Special Middle East Ambassador Robert Strauss, Secretary of State Vance, and National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski. Strauss, just back from Israel and Egypt, says both sides object to a U.S. proposal on the Palestinians. The White House task force is framing a new policy to present to President Carter when he returns to Washington. The United Nations debate of the Palestinian question begins this Thursday. Now this message.
Reach out and touch someone.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Hugo.
Hugo who?
Wherever you go, be sure to call me.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
French.
French who?
French you keep in touch no matter how far away they are.
Reach out, call up, and just say hi.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Chester.
Chester who?
Just a reminder, there are bargain rates on weekends.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Samoa.
Samoa who?
Tell me Samoa. I like to save money.
The Bell system would like you to know that if you dial direct out of state without the operator, you can save 60% all day Saturday and Sunday till 5, except Hawaii and Alaska.
Reach out and touch someone.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Tokyo.
Tokyo who?
Go ahead and Tokyo head off. We've got lots of time.
Reach out, call up America.
Ring, ring.
Who's there?
Genoa.
Genoa who?
Do you know any new ring, ring jokes?
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out and touch someone.
Governor Richard Thornburg of Pennsylvania says that state officials and citizens need more say in where nuclear power plants should be located. Thornburg was the leadoff witness today as the Presidential Commission studying the Three Mile Island accident began hearings in Washington. Thornburg said the problem at Three Mile Island proved that choosing sites should not be left to experts, and he criticized both federal officials and the spokesman for the utility that runs the nuclear plant, saying that during the crisis last March, he had no confidence in the information either side gave him. New York City's police commissioner says it appears this is open season on banks. Today, four banks in New York have been held up, all within an hour. No injuries reported today, and officials have not disclosed the amount of cash stolen. Yesterday, there were five bank holdups, including one in which a teller was killed. On Wall Street, this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down just under a point, 0.94. Volume in trading on the big board so far today, 17,300,000 shares. And now this message.
When your pets, roundworms, come rolling along, they'll do your dog or cat wrong. Get Hearts Once a Month Wormer for your pet today and send those roundworms rolling away.
Don't let your puppy, kitten, dog, or cat suffer with roundworms. Simply add the Hearts Once a Month Wormer to your pet's dinner. Use just once every 30 days, and the Hearts Wormer will help keep dangerous roundworms away for good.
Get Hearts Once a Month Wormer for your pet today and send those roundworms rolling away.
Thank you.
I know the bowl's going to be clean. I don't have to worry about leftovers.
Mrs. Barbara Lysak tells why she buys Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner.
My one son is wild about it. I know that he's going to... Oh, good, good. We're having... What does he call it? Yeah, he calls it Kraft dinner. The cheese part. The kids are really gung-ho about it. I know I don't have to be apprehensive that it won't be eaten. You know, if they like something, I really shove it at them because I know they're going to eat it.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
A son of former South Vietnamese Premier Nguyen Cao Ky is among some 900 refugees have arrived in Italy. Ky's son was picked up in the South China Sea by one of three Italian warships aiding boat people in the area. Ky's son says that he'll settle in Italy. His father now runs a liquor store in Norwalk, California. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.